Well, if you have just joined us, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this morning's program to the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahab as well as the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar. Joining us right now is going to be our esteemed Mufti Sahib, and we'll be starting off with the tafsir of Surah Al Waqia, where Mufti Sahib had commenced already thereafter news views, and then it's going to be the Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallahu khairan for joining us this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم حفظ وادي جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447 year in South Africa. Just look out of your window and you will still see the beauty, the glory of the full moon, Laylatul Badr. In Arabic, when the first three nights occur of the Islamic months, we call it Hilal. And when it is the full moon, then we call it Laylatul Badr. So tonight, it just passed now. So remember that this is, remember Laylatul Badr. Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the waxing and the waning of the moon. So therefore it's called Qamar, increase and decrease. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 56, and that is Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And today our lesson is verses number 8 to verse number 14. In yesterday's lesson, we ended off there, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا, and you will be in three different and distinct groups. So who are these three groups? So number one, فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. So there's a cross-reference here. So write it down, make a note of it, make mental notes. Chapter number 90 and verse 18. So what do you see there? أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. That those are the people, the Maimon people. Maimon here don't mean that you're going to speak Maimon language. So it means Ashabul Maimana. So read the dua with me now. So we make all of you Maimans, inshallah. Allahumma, Allahumma, yammin kitabi, yammin kitabi. O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, may give me my book of deeds in my right hand. Chapter 90, Surah Balad, La Uqsimu Bihad al-Balad, and verse 18. So when we receive our book of deeds in the right hand, that's like a boarding pass. Before you enter the plane, you need the boarding pass. So this is the boarding pass for our entry direct into Jannat al-Firdaus, into paradise. Everlasting joy and elation and delight. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. That person now is successful. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدَ فَاسْ. So once you are taken far, far away from Jahannam and the hellfire, admitted into Jannah and paradise, indeed that person there is successful. So this is what we should know. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. Hence the people, companions of the right. And who and what are those people? So what will be their reward? What are the incentives? So you got the dua, read after me again. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allah, give me my book of deeds in my right hand. And you want to make dua for your spouse, your children, your siblings, your parents, and so forth and so on. اللهم يمن كتبنا اللهم يمن كتبنا يا الله make us all maiman people that we receive our book of deeds in the right hand واصحاب المشأمه ما اصحاب المشأمه and اصحاب المشأمه those people on the left hand side So, ma ashabul mashama, and what will make you understand? Who are these people? They are the people who will receive the book of deeds on the left hand, and they will be the people who will receive it wara'a zahrihi, behind their backs, to humiliate them even further. So, they will be the failures. They will be those people who are sane and mature. But they committed kufr and blasphemy, or they committed shirk and polytheism, idol worship, or they were people who told others that we are Muslims, but remember deep down they had no iman, no that. They told the people, if you make us die in a masjid, you get virus. So such people are Muslim, I'm asking you. Such people who say, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, hate, pride and arrogance and jealousy, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So can you call such people Muslim, I'm asking you. So like that, many examples we give. So therefore, today, not every person who got a Muslim name is a Muslim. His name can be Ali, Hassan, Hussein, but they kafir, Shias. So what will you say then? They swearing, cursing, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhum, our honorable mother, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anhunna. So we should know, we don't have to fear any person, we have to speak the truth and not curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any country. The truth has to be spoken. You get many mufatiyas today, remember that. That they will just speak the tune of the people. We're not here for that. We have to educate the people and teach them. This is not a matric exam or a university exam. You fail, you can just repeat it. Allah gave us this one chance. And Allah forbid the person leaves this world without iman. Everlasting doom and gloom for that person. Khalidina fiha abada. Chapter number 33, verses 64 and 65. Wa ashabul mash'amati ma ashabul mash'ama. So those who receive the book of deeds in the left hand. So what will they say? Ya laytaha kanatil qadiyah. Ma aghna anni maliyah. Halaka anni sultaniyah. That all this wealth, nothing came in handy for me. All this power and influence I have, I wish it is all destroyed and finished. You see that? So everything will be stripped from him and then dispatched to Jahannam. Allah protect us. Every day beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the devout and pious servants of Almighty Allah. So that the two groups, those who receive the book of deeds in the right hand, Maymana. Those who receive it in the left hand, Mash'ama. They are the failures. And then the group that supersedes all of them, والسابقون السابقون, and the first and the foremost. Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. That is always cross-reference you will find in the Noble Qur'an. Go read chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ The Muhajirin who migrated from Makkah Mukarramah, the Ansar from Medina Munawwarah, who met Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam secretly there in Makkah, the Laylatul Aqaba and so forth, where the big Satan, the big Shaitan, the big Jamara is, just next to it, you must remember. So those are the first and foremost Ansar. And Mustafa Allah Jalla Wala is praising them so much. They are the greatest and so forth. We have to follow them. So that is for Sahaba, the male, female, and all of them, Muhajirin and Ansar. Ansar, those who were the helpers and assistants in Medina Munawwara, and Muhajirin, those who migrated from Makkah to Medina. And Allah Jalla Allah speaks of them, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ, the first and the foremost. So ulaika al-muqarrabun, they are the nearest to Almighty Allah and His mercy. The prophets and the messengers, remember that all of them, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, right up to Habibuna Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody in the world can be on par with them, remember that. And then amongst all the prophets and messengers, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen is him, Habibuna, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyyin, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then comes the other prophets, Nabi Ibrahim and Nabi Isa, Nabi Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Salam, and then Nabi Musa, Nabi Isa Alayhi Salatu Salam, Nabi Nuh Alayhi Salam. Then comes all the other prophets and messengers. Then you have the Sahaba, all of them, from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu downwards. So he is the greatest companion of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they fall in the category of Sabiqoon as-Sabiqoon. Ulaika al-Muqarrabun. They are the nearest to the mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. So where will they be? Obviously the Anbiya, Prophet's messengers, rank status is much higher. Fi jannatin na'im, in the gardens of bliss and prosperity and happiness and joy. Imagine you just enter Jannah. Wa nazana ma fi sudurihim min ghillin. We remove all the jealousy, envy and everything. So there will be absolute joy beyond our perception, comprehension. So when we make dua and we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then read duas and recite the duas and supplications like this. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Allahumma arzuqna jannatin na'im. Ya Allah, you grant us jannatun na'im. You see that? How Allah is teaching us here. Now who will go there? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, Thullatun min al-awwaleen. Thullatun ay kathirun min al-awwaleen. From the previous generations and nations, many people will go. All the prophets and messengers, those who followed them in trying circumstances, and the Sahaba and all of them. So if you look at it comparatively and put them all together, then there will be so many, a large amount, remember, min al-awwaleen, from the previous generations and nations and so forth. But the Ummat and the Ummah, the international followers of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be the most in Jannah and Paradise. Therefore the Master alayhi salatu salam said, Tanakahu, Takatharu, fa inni ubahi bikumul umam. Because remember, you must increase the population of this Ummah, so that fa inni mukathirun bikumul umam, then I will have the biggest and largest amount of people in Jannat al-Firdaus. So imagine even then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua for us and so forth. So thullatun min al-awwaleen. So always ask Allah that we have direct entry into Jannah. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. And as time passes now, the time we're living in now, there's fitna everywhere. In Makkah Mukarrama, fitna sanamas, Madina Munawwara sanama, and in Jeddah, bikini beaches, and now in Riyadh, you see the prostitutes and the gays and all that getting together and so forth and so on. So وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. And that is supposed to be our headquarters, Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara and surroundings and so forth. Then you go to Aqsa, then you go to other countries and see the fitna and the trials and tribulations. So few people from the latter generations and so forth. So our aim should always be, whether we're a businessman, whether we're a farmer, whether you're a housewife, whether we are students, that our aim must be Jannah. That we want to pass with flying colors and distinction and kumla day. So that always should be our aim. Allah maj'alna minhum. May Almighty Allah make us from such people. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 14th of Rabi'ul Akhir in South Africa and few other countries. And majority countries, today is the 15th of Rabi'ul Akhir. We already at the halfway mark, 1447. And that is Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa, Europe and America and so forth and so on. In Ghazza al-Mubarakah, 732, day number 732. And today is what? Today is the 7th of October, so exactly 2 years since Hamas pulled it off. We don't have to apologize to anybody. We're very proud with what Hamas did. They sent more than 1,000 jutlas on the 7th of October 2023 to hell. And we say, you did a great thing, O Hamas. You taught the world what is jihad. They put you in the prison, the biggest open-air prison in the world. For 17 years, they kept you under siege. And now you show them that we will not be your slaves. We are Ibadur Rahman. We are the slaves of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Imma al-Ghanima wa imma al-Shahada. Either we go for victory and take over the entire historic Palestine, wa imma shahada, or either we go for martyrdom. And for us, both scenarios, ihdal husnayin, we are victorious. So that is what we need to understand. So alhamdulillah, Allah, were 2 jutlas dispatched to hell and 5 of them injured. That is minimum. Obviously, you know, they always underplay their numbers and figures and so forth. Trump putting away. So Trump is the leader of America. He belongs to the Republican Party. And now the opposition party is who? The Democrats. He said, I will invoke the Insurrection Act. And he has the power to do that as a president in America. You see, Chicago, already the army and the troops are there. And remember, Washington also. So now he wants to go there in Portland. This is in the state of Oregon, you see. And now the mayors and the Democrats are furious and livid and so forth. So therefore, the shutdown also continues. He's targeting the Democratic places and says that the crime is gone out of control. You know, Trump is a psychopath. He is a pedophile. He's a rapist and he's a felon and criminal. And he's not right in his head. You must remember that. So anyway, let them fight, and inshallah it will lead to civil war, and that will be the end of America. Inna al-batila kana zahuqa. Everything based on falsehood must perish sooner or later. More solar power is used compared to coal this year. So that is a change, remember, in the landscape of what is happening in the world. And the biggest contributors to this are China and India with their billion people population. So that one way could be a good sign also. Thousands of cell phones and mobile phones are stolen and then sold in China. You know, they know how to unblock it and all the ching chong are all sharpshooters, you know that? Go to China and see, they shot guys, you know, when they saw me, they came to look at me up and down, they shook their head and they went away. But you give them a phone, then you will see how they just operate it and so forth. So they're selling it there and thousands are being stolen from the UK and so forth. Trump tells BB, now this I can't tell you on the radio. So anyway, I'll just make ishara. Al-ishara to takfir al-akhir. I will just make a sign and tell you. So they spoke to one another. Trump was now trumpeting away. And he, BB, I told you why we call him BB. So the jutlas, haramis, the settlers, what they are, that one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So they illegitimate haramis, you see that. They came there as squatters and invaders and so forth. So then they are bees. A bee means hen. You must remember a child, illegitimate. But that's too kind a word. So we say bee. You know what the meaning of bee? So we say big bee. So bee be the harami. So Trump told him bee be you always. And then he used the expletive F and so forth. and negative, you see that. So that is what he told him. And they had a big argument and so forth. And if you think it's not true, go read the Russian news. And then you will get everything well documented. Russian news is excellent news. Moscow Times and all that. You must read all that. Then you will get the real news, not the propaganda, and you just make G and belong to the Jibai family. You need to wake up, O Ummah, Israel, to change the name of the cycling team. You see that? They are getting harassed, intimidated. People don't want to participate with them. The pro-Palestinian supporters are fixing them up properly. Netherlands, 250,000 people march. In Chile, 200,000 people march. The whole landscape has changed. You must remember that. Marco Rubio, the Home Secretary, or the Foreign Minister, is Secretary of State of America, admits the harami is a pukka harami, and another prostitute and prostitute also. So taking money from Israel and APEC and so forth, he's admitting that Israel is losing the international support. There's hardly any country that is prepared to support them like America. You have America and Germany and 2-3 other countries. Others are just Mickey Mouse countries, so we can't even bother about them. Lula of Brazil, he had a direct conversation that was with Trump, a very cordial discussion. And he told Trump that this 40% tariff can't work. You must withdraw it and so forth and so on. So Lula also is coming now and speaking to Trump. You see, when you speak with Trump, you must flatter him. You must, there's an egoistic narcissist, you see that. People, some of them, they say shaitans. They said Sayyidina Umar is narcissist. Allah forbid. So you must remember that. So that is a narcissist and an egoist and so forth. So that is what happened. Greta says, Greta, you know, the lady that is there, worldwide fame she has because of her stance on climate and all that. So she was with the flotilla, and now she's giving interviews. Yesterday she was flown to Greece, and they gave her a wonderful welcome there. So Greece also is standing with the Palestinians. So she says she was mistreated in Israel, and they were all humiliated and disgraced and so forth. But inshallah, the world is seeing that who are the real terrorists and who are the real peace-loving people. The Indian students are hard hit by the American policy for student visas. So now it's very difficult for students from India, Bombay and Delhi and Calcutta and wherever else to go and study there in America. The court rejects the appeal from Maxwell. Maxwell is who? She is the girlfriend of Epstein. And they were busy recruiting all the young girls, 10, 11, 12, 13, to come to Lolita. You know Lolita? Lolita is the flight they used to take to the palace there, where they would rape the young girls. Ask Trump, he knows about that. How he raped a 13-year-old girl and told her, you're lucky this happened, that it was not some high school guy. This is Donald Trump who did this to you, who deflowered you. That is your American president, pakka harami shaitan. So you must remember, the court rejected her appeal and so forth. And Trump, we're still waiting for the release of all the Epstein files. Then the papa will dance, you see that. Then everything will come out. What crimes you committed and so forth. Uruguay, small little country, no masjid there. I told you several times, there were 3 masajid which I saw myself there in Montevideo. One they made into a church, the other one into a museum, and the other one they demolished it and made it a block of offices and buildings and so forth. So therefore we need to wake up the Ummah, spending millions and billions on haram things. So remember the Uruguayan leader, so now America removed him from the sanction list. Biden had him under sanction because he don't agree. So now Trump is there, he tells Trump, you're a good guy, and thus. And so Trump said, never mind. We remove the sanctions from you and so forth. The Saudi regime, you can add there the Saudi Kafir regime, Najdi regime, Wahhabi regime, for whom Mustafa Rasulullah refused to make dua. They announced that Masjid al-Qiblatain will be open 24 hours. You know how Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, the Haramain Sharifain, the Masajid are open 24 hours. So now Masjid Qiblatain will also be open 24 hours. Germany to boycott the Eurovision if Israel is banned. And on the other side, that remember that Ireland and other countries said that Israel must be kicked out from the Eurovision, and if they allow, then we will not participate. They in the majority. Germany, you committed the crimes against the Jews, but they attacked the Palestinians. So who the hell is in the right and who in the wrong? So you're 100% wrong. Then the people who are oppressing the Palestinians, you're standing with them. And now you're on the wrong side of history. So therefore, you Germans should hang your heads in shame. France, the government collapsed again. Less than 27 days, you see, the prime minister resigned. So big problems, internal problems there in Paris. In Paris, they call it Paris. So therefore, now they're going to form another government and so forth. Macron himself is upside down. So what do you expect? Let's come to South Africa. Mandla Mandela and the 6 South Africans total, including Mandla, they will return today, meaning from Israel, they'll be deported to Jordan, and then from Jordan, they will make their way home. So hopefully, they all should arrive today in South Africa. So let's hope they all come back safe and sound, Muslims and non-Muslims there. They announced yesterday, Junaid Mota, listen nicely, Johannesburg and surrounding, some places, not all, some places you will have 8-hour power cuts. So for 8 hours, no energy, no power, no electricity, DC direct current, AC alternate current, ANC and no current. 30 years and what a mess you guys made ANC. Hopeless, useless people you all are. Government of National Unity. Half of them need to be fired. Remember, the ministers and the deputy ministers, irrespective of which party they are. All of them got some passengers there, you must remember. And that money can be used in so many other activities. But when you have such MPs, then what do you expect? South Africa has become a banana republic, remember. You can't give delivery, you can't give service, you can't give water, you can't give electricity, basic services you can't give. 30 years. You can't blame apartheid for that. You must blame your incompetence, corruption and crime and cronyism and good-for-nothing people you put in power, you see, because they are your pal and your friend and so forth. AGOA just died. It's finished now. AGOA was the special treatment Africa, South Africa used to get from America and lower prices and so forth. But Trump, he says, go to hell. I got no time for you. So now we have to look for new countries to deal with and so forth and so on. So you know South Africa, 30% is the tariffs and so forth and so on. Today our program, inshallah, Tuesday, 8:30 to 9, will be, I hope I'm right, but anyway, because there were slight changes made. So I think it is Mufti Hassan Ali, yet he's from America, but currently in Pakistan. So Mohana Zahid will, inshallah, join him in the interview and so forth and so on. Then 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the noble Quran. May Almighty Allah accept us all. Gee, we have enough time today, mashallah. So let's fire up Hafiz Wadi with the Q&A.
JazakAllah khairan for that, Mufti sir. Mufti sir, it says that my mom wants to remarry after my dad had passed away, but we are totally against this as we do not want another father. Please advise on this, Mufti sir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Your father passed away. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. All you children, grandchildren, number one, you all should be making and reciting the following dua daily and abundantly. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me and forgive my beloved parents. Wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. And all the believers, whether we know them or not, the day the reckoning is established. So that's number one. Number two, you, the children, and the wife, the widow, so you all should ensure that you wind up the estate of your deceased father, late father, immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. Now the iddat is finished, expired everything. So mummy is feeling lonely. She wants a companion in her life. Maybe she found somebody suitable. Now you, the sons and daughters, are becoming an impediment and say, no. So is that right on your part or is wrong? 100% is wrong. You got no right to say that she can't marry and so forth. She has her own needs and she has her own life and so forth. Now, conveniently, selective amnesia, you forgot everything what your mother did for you when you were a baby, when you were a toddler, when you were a teenager, and so forth and so on. So what is there? So she can marry. Look at all the Azwaj Mutahharat besides Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. Either they were divorced, either they were widows and so forth. Look at one lady, Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha. So does Sayyidina Asma, you must remember that. She was married to who? She married Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala and he became shaheed. And a martyr there in Mu'tah, there in the 80 of the Hijrah in Jordan. After the iddat, all these things, yeah? So you must remember, then she married Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu and he passed away in the 13th year of the Hijrah. After he passes away, then she marries, you must remember, Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Ja'far are brothers. So he passes away in the 40th year of the Hijrah. And subhanallah, from all three she had children. From Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu an, and from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, and from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. So your people's mentality is wrong. It's this Indian mentality, Lal Kitab, which you brought from Saharanpur and Palanpur and Kolwatpur and Dabelpur and Katorpur and all the poor business of your people. It's got nothing to do with Islam. So you must give the blessings and tell her, mummy, if that is what you want, you make your istikhara and so forth, you go ahead and we will respect your decision. So that is Islam. Not your own emotions and what people will say. People can fly a kite, what you have to worry about people.
Mufti Sahib, who was Zulkifl?
Zulkifl, there is difference of opinion that his name is mentioned in the Noble Quran. Some ulama have written that he was a son of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. Some said he's not the son, but it seems like that, you must remember. So Zulkifl, why is he called Zulkifl? You see, when I used to teach in Dalum, Newcastle, mashallah, the 20 years I spent in Newcastle, wonderful, and 17 years with CII, also excellent, and now, alhamdulillah, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah reward the capital group, as all the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we carry on, you see, with all this here. So, now what happens is this, I used to tell them that you, each one of you, must have Nizamul Awqat. You must have a timetable. What time I'm going to do this? What time I'm going to do this? What time I'm going to do this? Till now, my wife knows. I want breakfast between this time and this time. I want my lunch this time to this time. I want my supper this time. This time to this time is my resting time and so forth. You will achieve much more in minimum time when you lead a life with a timetable. So Zulkifl, he knew exactly what to do. This is the time for my Allah, my Tahajjud Salat, and what Salat, whatever they used to read in those days. When is the time for Dawat and Tabligh? I must go and proclaim and propagate the message which Almighty Allah has given me via Wahi and Revelation. And then what is the time, my family time and so forth. Hence the name and the title, Zulkifl. Every name has a great, great connotation and meaning, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to keep a dog for security reasons and with angels in enter our home?
The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, and various compilations. La tadkhulul malaikatu baytan, you understood, the angels of mercy do not enter the room and the house. Fihi suratun aw kalbun, where there is a surah, animate object, or there is a dog. So dog there means a puppy, like, or a dog as a pet, you see. If you keep a dog for security purposes, you keep it outside your house, or you have a hunting dog, you use it for hunting and so forth. So that is permissible, there's no problem. Suratun. So all this TV and all that, under what category it will fall? All these movies and all this, and all these Maulvis, Mufatiyas and all that who come on TV. They're not scholars. These are scholars for dollars. You must remember that. That they just want to go on YouTube and go on this tube and that. By the time they finish up, they're like the tubeless tires with no brains. You must remember that. That they have sold the deen of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Quran says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. You must believe in the unseen. They are the ones, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجَيْبِ. They use Islam to fill their pockets. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, the sage of the age, his tahniq was done by Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. His Milad Mubarak took place there in Madinah Munawwara. They brought Hassan to Sayyidina Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda. I told you in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said regarding Sayyidina Umar, فَلَمْ أَرَ أَبْقَرِيًّا. I never saw a genius like him. You see that? So he took the date, he chewed it, inserted it in the mouth of Hassan, and then he made dua for him. Allahumma faqihhu fid deen. Ya Allah, give him profound understanding of Islam. Wa habibhu ilan nas, and make him beloved to the people. At the age of 14, his family then migrated from there, from Madinah Munawwara to Iraq and so forth, so Basra. So therefore, Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, when we visited Iraq in 2000, so there outside the masajid where Pirane Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu al-Qadawu, and them are buried. So there you will find small shops like of people selling kutayb, you know, booklets. So I saw one nice book, I still have it by me, Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri Al-Wa'iz Al-Bakkah. So he was the person when he gave lectures, he was crying and he made the people cry. He impacted on their hearts and so forth. So those are the real people, you see. So he was asked the question, Ma hiya uqubatul ulama? What is the punishment for the scholars? So he said, Motul Qulub, the hearts will get dead. Subhanallah. How will the hearts get dead, Ya Imam Hassan al-Basri? Now we say, Rahimahullah. He said, Talabu dunya bi amalil akhirah. They will give Jummah lectures. They will go on TV. They will speak nice things that the public want to hear. They won't speak one word against the Shias. They won't speak one word against the Saudi regime. They won't speak one word against, you must remember, the government parties and all that. Why? Because they must keep good ties with all these people. You see that? Mufatiyas, bunch of Mufatiyas they are. So you must remember, so talabu dunya bi amalil akhirah. The aim is to gather more and more of this world. But they tell the people we're doing actions for the year after. What a profound and a wonderful answer from this Waliullah, sage of the age. You see that? Imam al-Hasan al-Basri. So therefore, la tadkhulu al-malaikatu baytan fihi suratun aw kalbun. So therefore, my students and all of them who come on TV and that, I tell them, don't do that, but they don't listen. Some of them, I expelled them already. I told them, get out, I don't want to see your face. And you must not come near me. Al-Hubbu lillah wal-Bughzu lillah. You join all these Mufatiyas and all of them, and you expect, you don't listen to us, so why must we keep contact with you also? So we need to teach them a lesson also. So then all this TV business and film and movie business, no malaika of mercy will come there, that's for sure. So in the light of this hadith here.
Mufti Sahib, if you've missed the first rakat of Maghrib Salah, how do you complete your Salah at the end?
So you are called Masbuk. So remember that you only got one rakat with the Imam, for example. So now you have to read two rakats. So all three rakats you will sit. So when the Imam is in his last rakat, so now you will sit with him. And then when you stand up, so that is your first rakat. So you will read the Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika if you want to. If you leave it out, it's also acceptable. You read Surah Fatiha and a Surah, and then you sit. And then after Tashahud At-Tahiyyat, then you say Allahu Akbar, and then you stand up. And then you read Surah Fatiha, and you read a Surah. So that's your second rakat. So I will, let's say I must read. So mine is very simple. You know what I'll do? I'll read Surah Fatiha and Wal Asri. and then I will sit, and then I will stand up, and then I'll read Surah Fatiha, and then read Inna Atayna. Or I'll read Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, and then Qul Rabbin Nas after Fatiha. So all three rakats you will be sitting. So that is how it will work. When you must remember two rakats, and you only got one rakat with the Imam for Maghrib Salat.
Mufti Sahib, which is the ayat known as Ayat al-Karima, and how do you go about reading this ayah?
So you read it normal, there's no different way of reading it. Surah 21, Surah Anbiya. And remember that is regarding the prophets and messengers. So many prophets and messengers incidents are mentioned there. One is Nabi. So Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. Wa inna Yunus ala min al-mursaleen. Surah Yunus, we just started with it. And it is chapter number 10 of the Noble Quran, selected by Almighty Allah. His body day, you must remember, in Ninwa, that area there next to Mosul. If you know anything, people say Mosul. Because Mosul and all that is Kafir pronunciation. You must use Muslim pronunciation. Not Gaza, Gaza, Al-Mubarakah. Like that you must say. And you must say Ninwa, you must say Mosul. So he, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, is buried there in that part of the world. So now he gave Dawah, Tabligh, everything he did. But it is error in judgment. Anbiya can make a mistake in that. That's not a sin, it's a mistake in judgment. So he said these people won't bring Iman. It's abaqa. Abaq is the word that is used when you run away from your master. So meaning you never took permission. So he never waited for the command of Almighty Allah, and he went to that boat and so forth. And then they said, this is Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, free of charge, giving place. But now the wind and the storms and everything, so their belief that time was somebody ran away. And every time they look, they see his name came out. So they threw him overboard. And فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ, and the fish now swallowed him. So in the belly of the fish, he read chapter 21, verse number 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, when you translate it for him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, his Nami, Isme Grami is mentioned four times in the Noble Quran. Yunus, my family members, their names are Yunus, some of them. So it means to be familiar, you see that? So that is how you learn tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran and so forth. So now this Yunus alayhi salatu salam, the fish swallowed him. So he's in the belly of the fish 3 nights or 40 nights, whatever it is. All the time he's busy. Darkness of the fish, darkness of the belly of the fish, darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean and all that there. So la ilaha illa anta subhanak, truly there's none worthy of worship but you alone, or exclusively Allah. Subhanak, you transcend every weakness, every shortcoming and every defect. You're more perfect than the word perfect, Ya Allah. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, I am from those people who committed an error in judgment. That is how you translate it for him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. And when me and you read it, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, then remember, it means we are the tenpot dictators. We are the oppressors. We are the sinners. We are the transgressors. So all these translations will work in a loose translation. So we need to draw a dichotomy, distinction between the translation for Nabi Yunus alayhi salam and for us ordinary mortals and sinners and transgressors. So the hadith teaches us, if you read this verse and then you make dua, so any amount you read it, Allah ke ya ginti nahi, Allah ke ya wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs the actions, the ikhlas, the sincerity and so forth. So remember, then you make dua, dua is accepted. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Nawarallahu Marqadahu passed away in 77. It was the month of Shawwal, October. Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu passes away on the 1st of Shaban 1982. His last etikaf was here in South Africa, and that is in Stenger. Allah grant Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Tutla Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, great sacrifice he made, and Mawlana Muhammad Gardi, he's still living, you see, Hafidahullah, there in White River. So why I'm mentioning that? So while we were studying there, 75, 76, so one day they told all the students, everybody must go to the masjid. So all of us assembled, congregated in a masjid there in Karachi. And then the ustad stood up, said, everybody should read, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Because Hazrat Sheikh is very, very ill and sick. This was 75, 76 or so. So you must remember that. So if somebody is very ill, somebody got big problems, so you go and read. You don't have to tell everybody to come to your house. Wherever they are, you read it. You yourself, you got problems. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَامِ. And then we rescued him from the worry, sorry, anxiety. But it's not for him only. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Similarly, we will rescue and save the believers also. So whenever you're feeling down and out, read the verse abundantly. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah will remove all the problems, inshaAllah, bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through His grace, mercy, and benevolence. Last question.
Ji, Mufti Sahib, which is the most authentic dua to read for the forgiveness of the marhumin?
The Quranic dua, I just mentioned it now, you must remember that, Surah 14, verse 41. So you must read, remember, Rabbana filli wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. More so, if your parents, grandparents are Muslim and they passed away with Iman and Islam, read this dua abundantly. Now our brothers, sisters, children and so forth are passing away. They're in Palestine, in Gaza, in the West Bank and in Sudan and in Kashmir and in Burma. We don't know them. So then we should be reading chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 10. The 28th Jews by the first quarter. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us and forgive those brothers, sisters of ours in Islam, they were brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman and faith and conviction. So chapter 59, Surah Hashr, 28 Jews, 28 Supara, first quarter ending. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Junaid Mota, listen. One day, a janaza took place. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is performing the janaza salat. First, Allahu Akbar, Surah Fatiha. That is majority scholars. Hanafi say, Subhanakallahumma. Second, Allahu Akbar, Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Durood Sharif, what we say. Third rakat, normally we read, Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina. But there are different du'as mentioned. So now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reading the following du'as, and then some words reading it softly and some words little bit loud, so the sahaba can learn these du'as. So one sahabi is listening to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam attentively. Allahumma ighfir lahu warhamhu wa'afihi wa'fu anhu wa wasi' mudkhalahu wa akrim nuzulahu wa naqqihi min adh-dhunubi wal khataaya kama yunqqa ath-thawbu al-abyadu min ad-danas. Allahumma in kana muhsinan fazid fi ihsanihi wa in kana musihan fatajawaz an sayyatihi. Allahumma irzuqhu daran khayran min darihi. Allahumma irzuqhu ahlan khayran min ahlihi. The Sahabi is listening. He says, Ya laytani an akuna huwa. What a powerful dua the Master alayhi salam read for this mayyit. How I wish I was the mayyit. Subhanallah. That is how you must learn these du'as. Now where the ummah, they can't learn one line properly. So for you, you first learn these two du'as. Chapter 14, verse 41. Chapter 59, verse 10. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.